Can't wait to get up here. I can't stop smiling now.
First NFL sack of the number one pick, Leonard Floyd.
I made a paper.
Tight pocket, and down he goes. Leonard Floyd with another sack.
Remember this, is 1920 football drive.
1920.
Remember this for the next 16 years.
1920 football drive.
Can you believe what has all happened in the season for you and for this football team?
I can definitely believe it. I always came in with the mindset I was going to go as hard as I can. When I got here, I believe I've been doing a pretty good job of it.
So when you had a couple of bumps in the road, it must have frustrated you pretty good with the injuries and things like that.
Definitely wanted to play every game this season. Me going out with the injuries, it kind of set me back a little bit, but I always made sure I stayed on top of my plays and my playbook, so when I came back, I didn't miss a beat.
You heated up. That Green Bay game was the big one. That kind of was your coming out party.
Rodgers goes to throw, pockets tight, flags out, and down it goes. Ball is out. Floyd's picked it up. It's a touchdown, Bears.
It was just a game you dream about, going against Aaron Rodgers. I made sure that I came in with a great mindset of going hard as I can to get out to him. And I believe I did a pretty good job when we played him.
Yeah, I got your first NFL touchdown, because you can envision whatever you want. Did you envision that happening?
I didn't envision the score, but I envisioned sacking him. I visited sacking him more than one time, to be honest with you.
My thinking is that Green Bay game, it put you on the radar. You know, considerations for even Defensive Rookie of the Year?
For the season, I made that my goal, and I've been working hard and getting coached up trying to reach that goal.
And it seems like the more playing time you're getting and the understanding of how you're being used in this scheme and the fit for it is that you're experiencing more and more success. Is that fueling your confidence as a player?
Yes, sir. It's definitely fueling my confidence. It's building my confidence with me and with me depending on my teammates to go out and do battle with me. It's been good.
And with you, others benefit from you like you benefit from, say, Akeem having a big season, or Eddie Goldman, or Purnell, or the guys on the back end, because that's how it works, right? Everybody starts getting together, making plays, and then you help two guys help you. Do you sense that as well?
Yes, sir, definitely. There's been some plays where I was close to getting the sack and Akeem got it, and there's been some plays where Akeem was close to getting the sack and I ended up getting the sack. You try to work vice versa like that and help each other out.
That Giants game and then that moment?
Moment, I can't really remember. I do remember the trainers telling me that I was going to be fine. It was just going through precaution. Just kept a level head through the whole situation, and I knew I was going to get back.
It could have scared a lot of people in that similar situation. Were you scared even for an instant?
After I was laying there for a little bit, I had kind of got scared a little bit. Then Nate, our trainer, was talking to me in my ear telling me I was going to be fine.
Rookies don't always have an easy transition in the National Football League. You have the comforting aspect that your father is here. He's living here with you this season. How big is that for you?
That's definitely a big help. He takes a lot of added extra stress off me from all the stuff outside of football that I can't get to, because some days I'll be tired, so tired from practicing and stuff. He's like my best friend. We talk about everything and anything. If I'm down, he try to pick me up. If he's feeling down, I'll try my best to pick him up.
I know you're a dad, too. You got two boys, and they mean everything to you. When they are of age to understand completely what you're doing, do you think they'll get a big kick out of, hey, I used to go to games when my dad was a Chicago Bear?
Hopefully they end up taking my route playing football, too. But, yeah, I definitely believe they're going to be excited once they really figure it out.
When you see that uniform over your left shoulder there, number 94, do you ever get chills when you think about how you kind of had an instinctual thought that this was going to happen as a Bear, and now that it is happening and you're having the season you're having, it must resonate with you some way that this was meant to be?
Me looking at my jersey, I feel like I got a lot more in store, a lot more to do in Chicago.
No, it's good to see Jeff Joe doing an interview with the Flow Hawk. You know what'd be funny?
What?
If Jeff Joniak got the Flow Hawk. Huh?
Oh, there you go.
We call it
be quite the, hairs.
The Joe Hawk.
The Joe Hawk.
The
okay.
Joe Hawk, huh?
The Joe
I think Hawk. That'd be nice.
I can't imagine what that would look like.
Oh, I can imagine. I'd be cracking up laughing about it. And you know, another thing too, He did the whole interview, Leonard Floyd did, without chewing gum.
That gum good?
Yes,
he did. I did an interview with him, and he chewed gum the whole time.
Yeah, and big guys.
Yeah, you know.
Big guys in combat cars.
I like to get sacks, and, you know, when I play that Georgia, I used to get sacks all the time.
See, he's come a long
like a
way,
cow.
You know?
He's like a cow the whole time, just grazing.
Everybody learns a lot in their rookie season.
They do. They learn a lot from me.
Don't chew gum when you do an interview.
They learn a lot from me.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, guys.